My name is Carol Stakinis. I'm the executive director of Los Angeles Contemporary Exhibitions, also known as LACE. Since 1978, LACE has championed and challenged the art of our times by fostering artists who experiment, explore, and most importantly, take risks. Today, we are moving beyond our four walls to provide a multitude of extraordinary opportunities for the diverse communities of Los Angeles to engage deeply in contemporary art. It is my absolute honor to welcome you all today for this first event to kick off Suzanne Lacy's 3 weeks in January, End Rape in Los Angeles. First and foremost, I want to thank the mayor and his office, especially Eileen Decker, the Los Angeles Police Department, the City of Los Angeles Department of Cultural Affairs. Without their confidence and support, we would not be here today. The same goes for the Getty and their Pacific Standard Time Initiative. It's thanks to them and the support of organizations like LACE and other cultural institutions throughout Southern California, we are learning a lot about the importance of what we do here and in the art world at large. This public art project is a part of the Pacific Standard Time Performance and Public Art Festival, organized by the co-directors Glenn Phillips of the Getty Research Institute and LAX Arts Director Lori Furstenberg. We have support from a grant from the Getty for this as well. A hallmark of this project is the Los Angeles Rape Map directly behind us. It is inspired by the 3 weeks in May rape maps, which are currently on view at MoCA and were a part of Suzanne's project in 1977. Today, Suzanne has created an extraordinary digital mural, which was designed and produced with Judy Baca and her team at Spark. There's also a very moving sound art piece that was composed by Bruno Luschwarm. Each day for the next 3 weeks, the map will be marked with the previous day's police reports on rapes that are provided to us by the Los Angeles Police Department. And while you can already see the powerful image that is here at the LAPD, I want to take a moment and share with you that, in fact, 3 weeks in January extends far beyond this map. The full scope of the project includes activism, education, media and social media, as well as art. And we're working with participation of leaders in all these areas. One of the newest components of 3 weeks in January that just kicked off this week is our Twitter and social media campaign, I Know Someone, Do You? Rape Ends Here. It includes a 6-block pole banner installation lining Hollywood Boulevard, and it invites you and anyone else to participate in a dialogue in the online community. A truly special thanks to the Department of Cultural Affairs for doing this. With each day during the next 3 weeks, this project is going to be building momentum across the LA region thanks to an expanding cross-sector alliance of over 30 organizations operating within the city family, in the social services and education sectors, as well as in the arts. At this point, Lacey and LACE alone have been working with over 50 people to make this project happen, and we haven't even begun to count the countless individuals that are part of our participating partners. It's a truly amazing experience, and I would love to be able to call out every single organization today that have joined us. Some of the early people that came on board, the Downtown Women's Center, the Asian Pacific Family Center, the East LA organization. It just, I have to stop there for a moment and ask that if you're interested to really see how incredibly deep and rich this project is, please go to our table or go to our website, 3weeksinjanuary.org. Right now, you see the map in its current state. I'm inviting you to come back and join us on the 27th for our candlelight ceremony on Friday evening. We'll be looking towards the future for ending rape in Los Angeles. And we will see what has happened together for 3 weeks. All of us involved in 3 weeks in January are committed to mobilizing and increasing awareness of the many facets of violence through participation in this artwork, including today's speakers. So now it is my absolute pleasure to welcome the Honorable Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Thank you, Carol, for helping to organize this event. Thank you to all of the organizations who are participating. Thank you to probably the most progressive law enforcement official, certainly chief of police anywhere in the United States of America, Chief Charlie Beck. Thank you to Eileen Decker from my office. For the work that you did to help to coordinate this effort. We're very thankful to all of you. You're on the front lines of an issue that should be important to every single one of us. Not all of us can say, I know someone, do you? But all of us have to feel the empathy, the compassion, the anger, that comes with people who are violated, who are raped, the victims of this scourge. And I wanted to be here to acknowledge this important project. I think it's fitting that we're here in front of our police department, because every single day they're working on cases of rape. We don't necessarily have one every day, but we certainly have. We don't have, I meant one, we may have more than that, but what I meant by they're working every single day to solve those cases. They're working every single day to find the people who perpetrated this act of violence. It's my hope that over the next 3 weeks in January, the map before us remains clear and unblemished, but I know it won't. But sadly, we know that out there, there will be victims of rape who will need comfort, support, and most importantly, justice. This artwork will be marked daily with the rapes committed in Los Angeles on the previous day. It will bear the indelible mark of a crime and reveal the marks left on individual lives, at least metaphorically, in our city. It also gives us the opportunity to once again say loud and clear that sexual assault will not be tolerated. We warn abusers that they will be sought, and we assure victims that we will do everything in our power to bring their offenders to justice. When heinous crimes of rape and sexual assault are committed, we're obligated to seek justice for the innocent victims. Now, over 30 years ago, in the spring of 1977, Suzanne Lacy first brought us these 3 weeks in May and presented us the jarring reality of sexual assault. One red ink stamp, one life broken. I think it awoke us. In a year when almost 2,400 rapes had been reported in Los Angeles, we thank Suzanne for continuing to call on us to reflect on this serious issue. But looking around our city today, we see a changed map, a changed police department, a changed city. In 2011, reported rapes were down by nearly 20%. From the previous year. Services available to victims have grown. Through a strong collaboration and commitment from the Los Angeles Police Department, the community and the advocacy groups, the department's historical backlog of sexual assault evidence kits was eliminated. In 2008, we made a promise to reduce the backlog quickly and efficiently. What started out as a backlog of 6,132 untested kits, a shocking number by anyone's standards, we reduced that historical backlog to zero. And today work on procedures to ensure that these rape kits are tested and tested promptly. We stand in solidarity with the thousands of rape victims who seek a resolution. And even in these tough economic times, eliminating the backlog and managing new cases was and is a challenge, but it is a challenge that we intend to keep. Now, Chief Beck has made this issue a priority and tackled it head on and continues to provide daily leadership on DNA testing. Just last week, Attorney General Eric Holder announced revisions that we've all been working on to the Uniform Crime Report's definition of rape, leading to a more comprehensive statistical reporting of rape nationwide, so that we can better understand the scope of the problem we face and must continue to address. And yet in 2011, there were still 683 reported rapes. Just one of these rape victims is one too many. Maps guide us and give us a sense of direction. This map will show us just how far we still need to go. Though we've made progress on this front, we still must do more. The fight against rape, sexual assault, and violence is never ending. For the victims, their families, for justice, let's continue this work. And let me bring up the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, a man who's made this issue a priority, particularly since he was named chief of police, Chief Charlie Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you for your leadership on this issue and all issues of law enforcement. You know, we are blessed in the city of Los Angeles to have a great mayor that believes that public safety is a priority of government, and I am truly honored to serve for him. You know, the mayor's right. 683 rapes is 20% less than we had the year before. It's one quarter of what we had in 1977. It's much less than the city has ever had in its recent history. But let's not forget, one rape is one too many. Let's also not forget that in other major cities across the United States, rape is not on the decline. As a matter of fact, recent UCR statistics show that in cities of populations over 250,000, rape is actually on an increase for 2011. So while the city of Los Angeles has, through hard work and good fortune, managed to reduce its number of rapes, our sister cities have not been so lucky. One of the ways that we can keep women safe against sexual violence is to increase awareness. And to me, that is the core, that is the result that I wish from this project. If the awareness of what's happening in the city of Los Angeles gets one additional woman to report, one woman to come forward that wouldn't have otherwise, then all of this work, every bit of it, pays off. Rape is a huge crime of recidivism. Rapists do not just commit one crime. And when a woman becomes enabled, emboldened, empowered, and comes forward and works with my detectives to bring justice to herself, she not only does that, but she brings justice to other victims. Please, if you take anything from my comments here, if you are a victim of rape or any other sexual assault, please come forward. The Los Angeles Police Department has made great strides in making arrests, prosecutions, and convictions of this particular crime. Work with us. Help us to keep not only you safe, but your sister safe also. I think that sometimes when we talk about crime, we get lost in the larger overview. But this crime, this particular crime, is something that strikes home for me. I've been a Los Angeles police officer for a long, long time. Over 35 years. I have literally dealt with thousands of victims of crime. On a one-on-one level, as a supervisor, as a manager. And unfortunately, I don't remember all those people. There's just been too many. But I can promise you this. I remember every rape victim I've dealt with. Every single one. Because this is a crime that has a huge impact on not only the psyche, but the soul of law enforcement officers. This is exactly what we signed up to prevent. So please help me do that. If you're a victim, report. If you know a victim, encourage her to report.
When I grew up, rape was a lurking possibility every woman lived with, a fear so ingrained and pervasive that it actually felt normal. Yet virtually no one talked about it. It was in the 70s in feminist groups where we first started to notice that out of every gathering of six women, one or two had been raped. In 1977, rape was hardly mentioned in the media or in City Hall. 3 weeks in May was a public performance with both aesthetic and political intentions to call attention, to make art that brought together people like the people here who might not normally find common cause, and to promote rape prevention as an urgent public agenda. Rape is experienced globally, and we know more about that every day. But it takes place locally, specifically. Each day for 21 days, these stamps will represent the crime, as the chief so eloquently put it, to a woman in Los Angeles. Many early groups like LACA, now Peace Over Violence, and the Rape Treatment Center struggled for recognition and support in those early days and are today respected as international models in anti-rape work. Los Angeles was a leader at that time in its willingness at civic, organizational, and personal levels to take this issue seriously. So we're here now in a new moment. 35 years later, we pause to reflect what was accomplished and, as Chief Moore put it, how far do we have to go? No, Chief Moore. Put it that way, not you, Chief Moore. I know the difference, yes. Much has changed, yet some things remain the same. The shame, humiliation, and fear that survivors carry with them. Their reluctance to speak out. This map sits in a very public place to remind us that every person, every rape counts. One of the joys of reuniting, of doing this project, is reuniting with that pioneering spirit of activism and art and the people who were first basically protesting over there across the street in City Hall and today run organizations that are known internationally for their progressive leadership in social change around violence. And I want to introduce the three of them briefly. If Patty Giggins would come up. Patty Giggins from Peace Over Violence. Harriet Kerr representing Gail Abarbanel from the Rape Treatment Center. And Jody Evans from Code Pink. Do you want to say something real quick? Say something, Harriet. Patty,
you first. This is my time?
Yes, this is your time. Okay, can you wait?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we would like to invite the mayor to mark the map, and he needs to leave soon. So we wanted to do that, and
while
then
they're
while they're speaking, even better.
Sure.
Okay. Public art at its finest.
Just go. While I'm speaking, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait.
I don't know how we need to loop back to the west. It just got a little exciting because we wanted to.
Let him go ahead and do this. I'll stay while they want to talk.
It's a great moment.
I was going to introduce Suzanne, but should I introduce Patty, or would you step up and introduce Patty?
I think it would be nice if you would just say, and now I would like to invite Patty.
Patty, go ahead.
Oh, I see what happened.
It's because of how they have you.